This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu ma ba'd. Our series, insha'Allah ta'ala, for this year is coming straight from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. This is the title of our series. When my servants ask you about me, then say to them that I am Al-Qarib. So our series this year will be about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Qarib, especially when it comes to our dua, to our etiquettes of how we invoke Allah and to using the names and attributes of Allah through our dua. Now the question arises, why discuss dua in this month of Ramadan? The response, this very verse, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the concept of dua, it actually occurs in a very interesting location. In the whole Quran, only one time Allah mentions the month of Ramadan. Only one time Allah mentions the fast that you must do. And that is in Surah Baqarah, the second juz. The three ayat before this one and the one ayah after this one are all about Ramadan and fasting. This verse occurs smack in the middle of a context where at first glance it doesn't make sense. Three verses before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those who were before you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a limited number of days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the month of Ramadan, this is the only time Ramadan is mentioned in the whole Quran. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah has revealed the Quran. So whoever witnesses this month, let him fast this month and let him finish the number of days and let him praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided him to Islam. The verse after this one is about the etiquettes of fasting and not to eat and drink until you, to eat and drink until you can see the real dawn and then stop eating and drinking. Right in the middle, Allah azza wa jal has this verse. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you about me, then reply, then say, actually no, then they should know, I am Al-Qarib. I am the one who responds to the dua of the one who makes dua when he makes dua. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانَ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنْ وِي. Let them respond to me and let them believe in me so that they may be rightly guided. So let us for today do a brief tafsir of this ayah, and then every single day we will do another aspect of the ayah of dua and the etiquettes of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي. And when my ibad ask you about me. He doesn't say if, wa in. He says wa'idha, when, meaning it is inevitable that in the journey of worship, every single worshiper will want to know the answer to this question. Is Allah listening to me? How will Allah reply to me? Wa'idha sa'alaka, whenever my ibad ask you about me. And notice Allah calls us ibad. And ibad is the worshiper of Allah. And he ascribes ibad to himself. When my worshippers, ibadi, and this is an ascription of honor. Allah is claiming ownership. Allah is saying, these are my people. Allah is elevating our ranks when we worship him. Ibad is different than abid and different than abd. Abd means slave. Ibad, worshipper. And generally speaking, ibad in the Quran is used in a sharaf, in a matter of honor. Allah is ascribing honor to those who worship him. When those whom I have selected, when those whom I have honored, who are worshiping me, they are mine. I have chosen them. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. So, O worshipper of Allah, when you worship Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you to worship him. Allah has already honored you when you choose to worship him, because you will never worship Allah unless Allah has honored you to do that worship. The mere act of worshiping Allah elevates your rank. And Allah says, these are my people. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my ibad ask you, Ya Rasulullah, about me. Now all of you have heard this as well, and I'll reiterate. The Quran has over a dozen times, they ask you. يَسْأَلُونَكَ. And every single one of those times, Allah says, reply to them, Ya Rasulullah. قُلْ, reply to them. Except in this one verse. The only time in the whole Quran in which it is said, they ask you, and then Allah says, He doesn't say reply to them. Allah replies directly in the first person. There is no other time in the whole Quran in which Allah says they're asking about ahilla, they're asking about mahil, they're asking about ashar haram qitalin fi. Qul, respond ya Rasulullah. Only in this ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my ibad come to you, Ya Rasulullah, and they ask you about me, Allah replies directly. He removes the intermediary that we must believe in. But when it comes to dua, there is no intermediary. When it comes to dua, it is direct to Allah. And so Allah replies directly back to us. When my servants come to you, Ya Rasulullah, I am close. He doesn't say, go tell them I am close. He replies directly to me and you. He is speaking to you directly in this verse. And he is saying, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Know, O servants of mine, know for certain that I am قَرِيب. And notice the name that he chose. He didn't say, I am Samir. He didn't say, I am Mujib. He is Samir. He is Mujib. But the word قَرِيب, the name قَرِيب over here, implies much more than hearing, much more than replying. Allah is saying, I know how you're feeling. I know your affairs. I am close to you. I am with you. So with Qareeb, you not only get Samir, you not only get Mujib, you also get Rahmah, you also get Shafaqah, you also get Hilm, you also get protection. Allah is with us. Allah knows us. Allah loves us. Allah cares about us. I am with you, O my servant. You are never alone. You are never alone. I am with you from the beginning and I'm with you at the end. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. Never lose hope from me. Never feel I'm distant from you. Allah is addressing each and every one of us directly, and He uses the name Qareeb. And the word Qareeb, the name Qareeb, only occurs twice in the Quran, and both of them in the context of dua. In the other verse, Allah says, فَإِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ. My Rabb is قَرِيب and مُجِيب. This is in Surah Hud. And in this verse, فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. In both of the verses, the word قَرِيب occurs in the context of dua. Why? Because generally, when we raise our hands to Allah, we're worried. We are already in a state of anxiety. We're through some trouble. We have some issue and pressure. So we raise our hands to Allah. We're feeling worried. And Allah says, don't worry. I am with you. إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I reply to the dua of the one who makes dua when he makes dua. Notice how many times Allah could have said, I reply. But no, He wants to emphasize. And notice, He wants to emphasize what? He didn't say, I reply to you. Because replying to you sometimes indicates, I'll take care of you once. Allah says, I reply to every request you make when you make that request. Every petition, every dua, every ask that you make, ujibu da'wata da'i. He didn't say, I reply to you, because reply to you, one letter comes, he's replied. No, I reply to every single letter you send me, every petition, every dua, I will reply directly. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. And we will explain this later on in the month. Oh Muslim, every time you raise your hands to Allah properly, know that Allah will reply to your dua. This is not me speaking. The Quran is unconditional. The first person, Allah is speaking to you directly. Know that I will reply to your dua, not to you once, to your dua every time you make dua. Every time you raise your hands, every time you petition me, every time you ask something, I will reply to you directly. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. The word here, istijaba, has three meanings. Very quickly, we'll go over them. Number one, let them obey me. And we're going to talk about this as well, of the ways to get your dua answered. Be obedient to Allah. Number two, let them obey the etiquettes of dua. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. Let them make dua properly. And number three, and this is very profound, and the great Mufassir of Andalus, Ibn Ashur, he mentions this. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي means, Allah says, أُجِيبُ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ. Allah says, I will reply, so let them petition for my reply. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ can also mean, let them petition to get my ijaba. In other words, I'm handing out responses. Let them ask for their response and they will get it. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي. The ijaba is there. You just have to ask for it. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي. And let them believe in me. So believing in Allah and expecting Allah's answer is one of the most assured ways to get our du'as replied to. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that they can be rightly guided. And inshallah we will continue every single day talking about how to make du'a, the etiquettes of du'a, maximizing the efficiency of du'a, and then using the names of Allah in our du'as. May Allah accept all of our du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان.